Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, are most women single because they want to be paid to be in a relationship? But these days they have divorce laws, so that women get paid at the end of a relationship too. I think women expect to be paid during, before, and after relationships. Many women expect you to pay not only for the first date, but also the outfit she wears now, to pay during and after. This woman seems like a bargain, as she says she only wants to be paid during a relationship. What a bargain. Moving on, this is the reality of modern dating apps for men and women. Women are literally hopeful that any man under 6 feet tall just ends himself, while guys on there are delusional, think that they'll find the love of their lives. The truth is that women hate average dudes. But average guys don't hate women nearly enough in return, because they fall in love too deeply by putting on their love goggles. Number three, do you agree that Kamala's stepdaughter could be the most beautiful woman in the world? The people saying this are absolutely delusional. She looks like the discount version of Weird Al Yankovic. And back in the 1980s, no one would have said that Al was the most beautiful man in the world. I was surprised when I read this, because instead of a daughter, I thought that this was her mentally deranged stepson. And typical white dude for Harris. Up next looks like the man your mama calls Osama banned Al-Qaeda from trying to end Joe Biden, because Osama believed he would be an incompetent president and lead the US to a crisis. Looks like he knew to never interrupt your enemy when they were making a mistake. Kinda like what Putin has been doing for the last few years. But just look at Osama here, still striking infidels from paradise. Number five is the value of something before you have it, then the value when you have it, and then after you lose it. Think of this as it relates to the manosphere. Incels value women the most before they get into a relationship. Blue pill betas don't value women as much while they're in relationships, and MRAs value women highly after losing them. But men going their own way don't value women at all, because you don't really value something that you don't want. Moving on, speaking of simps, here's one that shames boomstick owners by laughing at them while asking them what they'll do when their weapon is disabled by an EMP. The problem with the anti-boomstick crowd is that they have absolutely no idea how they work. They mistake chemistry with electricity. And I'm surprised he didn't ask what software that machine gun was running. This will be your leftist opponent if there's a civil war. Number 7, speaking of EMPs, looks like the Boeing Starliner spacecraft, currently docked at the International Space Station, appears to have been hit by one of them, and is stranded two astronauts up there. Now it looks like NASA needs help from Elon Musk to bring astronauts back from the ISS. Boeing began focusing on diversity instead of engineering, and look what happened. Musk must have laughed his hiney off when he heard the news. Up next, more younger women are choosing dogs over motherhood. Should we draft childless women for war if we have one, and have them do what men do instead of just sitting in the background? Their genetic debt ends in a drain on the economy. But I don't think we should, because they would panic on the front lines and many men around them would get killed as well. I say do it if you only have bitch battalions, the way the Tuskegee Airmen had their own units in WW2. Of course, these women get dogs. Who else is going to lick the peanut butter off their hoo-haws? Number 9, speaking of Musk, here's him responding to this story we've seen many times before, saying that 45% of women will be single and childless by 2030. Maybe Musk was trolling, because I'm not sure that those are actually women I see there. As for real women not having kids, I don't feel bad for them, because it's cheaper than having to finance all those kids' food stamps. I guess it's time to invest in TikTok cat food and boxed wine. Women, biological or not, brought this upon themselves. Moving on, the Taliban has decided to ban the sound of women's voices singing or reading in public. Men in Afghanistan are rejoicing because they can finally get some peace and quiet. Maybe this is how the USA ends Taylor Swift and Beyoncé's careers. This will probably be the future of Western Europe in only 20 to 30 years. Here's a picture of Afghanistan before the Taliban. That guy on the right in the bell bottoms looks like he's a pimp. Number 11, color me shocked. But it looks like black women are more than twice as likely than white men to commit murder. Black men are almost 20 times more likely to end people compared to the white dudes. But we don't need a study to tell us this because we've been seeing violent black women throwing shoes at each other on Jerry Springer for decades now. Black women have more testosterone than women from other races, so they tend to be more aggressive. It's simple biology. Up next, this woman says she may not be the prettiest, but at least she's not a liberal. But with all the tattoos she has, she looks like a former liberal, putting on a sundress to impress a Chad. It's probably only Matt Walsh she's going to fool. I'm sure she only switched sides because the lefty soy boys aren't motivated providers and don't give her the tingles. She wants you to think she's a born-again virgin. $10 says those aren't the only tattoos. Number 13, this woman thinks that she should stop applying for jobs because she's soon to be in a long red robe in a few months pushing out crotch goblins that she doesn't want. Women are the ones that made that Handmaid's Tale book and television show so popular, because for many it's their fantasy to be forced to have the babies of rich and powerful men. Moving on, remember, there was once a time when men drove in peace while women sat in the rumble seat. Maybe we need to embrace automotive tradition and bring these back. This is one form of backseat driver that I can get behind. Number 15, there are over 100 Sharia courts in the United Kingdom. Should they be closed, though? But a better question is, why are these courts allowed there in the first place? Having two sets of courts in the same country means a two-tier justice system, and it must be stopped. And it will once Muslims make up the majority, and then only the Sharia laws will be for everyone. Looks like the West is about to regress 1,400 years. If Western men won't take women's rights away, then you can sure bet that the migrants will. Up next, why do the cops in Italy look like futuristic gay Nazis? I don't know, but it sure looks like the village people are having tryouts again. I can even see them going around asking to see people's papers and to make sure your man purse matches your shoes. Their uniforms are probably designed by Giorgio Armani. I'd love to see American cops try and squeeze into those tights, though. They would be torn to shreds if they were to chase a criminal. Number 17, this non-binary looking individual, their parents spent $35,000 to adopt them, and they grew up to be anti-adoption and went no contact. But for that much money and just a little bit more, they could have had their own kid through surrogacy in Mexico or one of the former Soviet republics. I hope this person's parents win the lottery and leave him or her nothing in the will. That would be poetic justice. This person looks like they belong in a mental hospital. Moving on, Veronica here says that you have to treat her like a princess or you get nothing. More like the bovine treatment if you ask me. Or the steamroller treatment. We can laugh at her all we want, but she's still gonna end up finding a beta provider. If I ever ran into her in real life, I'd drop her off at the nearest gym and run. She's no princess. She looks more like she ate the princess. If she is a princess, she's the Princess of Wales, spelled W-H-A-L-E-S. Number 19, Bryce Dallas Howard says that she was paid so much less than Chris Pratt for doing Jurassic World. Newsflash, lady. No one went to that movie to see you. If she wants to make a movie as a man, maybe she should transition like Elliot Page. She wasn't the lead in that film, so of course she didn't get paid the same. Sounds like another overweight cat lady complaining about money. As for Jurassic World, was she really paid to act? It doesn't look like it to me. Up next is the difference between what women think men want and what men really want. She Bogdanoffed herself and ruined her face. When we first saw her new face, we thought it was some sort of publicity stunt of her being photoshopped. This is so sad, she used to be so beautiful. As for me, am I the only one completely unattracted to both versions of her? Number 21, this grandmother and mother blame paranormal activity for a toddler's severe child abuse and fentanyl exposure. This is a perfect example of how women are allergic to accountability. Maybe it was Slimer from the Ghostbusters drugging up their kid. The only way to get to the bottom of this mystery is for someone to call the Ghostbusters. Moving on, here's a woman that's probably trying to push a false allegation. She's clearly lying when she said that the guy grabbed her by her neck. Unless, of course, she was dating Thanos. It would have been more believable if she said he'd grabbed her by her antlers. But if a guy did grab her neck, it looks like he never gave it back to her. Number 23, this woman is wondering what happened to her brain after having her first kid. Now she's obsessed with having more children instead of her career. She has two kids now and keeps thinking of having even more. Now she thinks that nature and her own biology and hormones are tricking her to reproduce. Now she knows what it's like being a man tricked by our biology to have lots of sex. Up next, here's what it's like when you go out with a girl off of Snapchat, and she doesn't bring her filters with her. If you're in Colorado, that woman is a neat, so she expects a top-notch guy. Always see all of a woman's photos before meeting up with her. A lot of the time, women shame men to act our age, not our own shoe size. And what we need to do is tell them to act their face, and not the filter that they use on social media. Number 25 and the last one, Mia Khalifa ruined her life for less than $10,000. She should change her name, get a nose job, and pluck those thick eyebrows. And do whatever else she can to change her appearance enough so people don't recognize her anymore. That's what I would do. Change my entire identity to get ahead. But she probably enjoys the attention and she's back on Lonely Fools now, making tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. She just needs to be smart enough to keep that money. I don't think she will though. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.